1 minute until showtime.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to send special thanks to Bishop Stephen and Ann Butterfield, who allows me to come before you every Saturday morning and break bread with you. Amen. They have a program which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Terminal Life Broadcast with Bishop Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're also the assistant pastors at End of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where the leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the co-founder. The senior pastor is Pastor Osha Hartman with his wife, Lady E. Hartman. They have services every Sunday morning beginning at 9 a.m. with Sunday school, and 10 a.m. begins their worship service. They have Bible studies every Wednesday, actually every Wednesday at noon, Eastern Standard Time. You can call into this number, 917-388-4161, and listen to their Bible study live. They also have Bible studies every Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at their location. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on Facebook, YouTube, and their website is comingtothelight.org. That's comingtothelight.org. Well, thank you once again for calling in. Before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song. Amen.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them,
yes,
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Flowing from my heart. I need you, God.
Hallelujah. Gratefulness. Gratefulness. Showing your appreciation. Expressing gratitude. Being thankful. Just by us being awake this morning is a reason to be grateful. Hallelujah. Some didn't make it. Correction. A lot didn't make it. When we think about, I challenge you to do this research. When you think about the different reasons that people die each day, whether it's heart disease, diabetes, cancer, AIDS, accidents, murders, whatever the reason, when you think about how many people actually die every day, I challenge you to do a research and then to be one of the ones, glory to God, to wake up each morning can't help but to be grateful. Can't help but to be thankful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. His mercies are new every morning. Gratefulness. Just wanted us to just thankful, be grateful, and understand just how good God is to give us another chance to glorify Him. Hallelujah. To show our gratitude, to be thankful. David said it like this: I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Continually. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you once again for calling in. I'm going to go ahead and get into the word. Amen. Coming out of the book of Ecclesiastes. I know some of you may have your electronic devices, but if you do have a Bible, it's right after Proverbs. Right after Proverbs. Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter. We're going to be reading the last two verses, 13 and 14. Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, verses 13 and 14. And it reads, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. I'm going to read it again. It says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. The title of the message this morning is, and that's it. I repeat, and that's it. That's the title, and that's it. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for watching over us as we lay down to rest before you. Thank you, Father, for charging your angels to be encamped around about us, protecting us, keeping us in their care, Father. Fighting off all the fiery darts of the enemy. Keeping us from all harm and danger, God. Thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning to see another glorious day that you have made. For we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for your new mercies, Father, that came with this day. Your all-sufficient grace, Father. Thank you, Father, for your word that saves, your word that heals. Your word that delivers, your word that sets free, Father, all those who are bound and captive in what we call sin. Thank you, Father, for your son, Jesus, who you sent to be the propitiation for our sins, to stand in the gap, Father, to come into this world and to live a sinless life, Father. And then thank you, Father, for allowing Jesus to go to heaven. To go to the cross and taking the sins of the cross, the sins of the world to the cross, Father. To be crucified, to be sacrificed. And thank you, Father, for even allowing Jesus to go to hell for us. Hallelujah. But he went on a mission, Father, to take the keys of hell from Satan. And thank you, Father, for raising Jesus up on the third day with all power in his hands. Thank you, Father, for receiving Jesus into heaven with his sinless, precious, conquering blood, giving us the victory, Father, giving us access to you, Father. Thank you for seating him on your right hand. Hallelujah. Giving him the authority. Father, thank you for Holy Spirit. For his guidance, his leading, his teaching. For his comfort, Father. Almighty God, our Father. Creator of heaven and earth. Thank you, Father, for considering us, for visiting us, Father, and for calling us your own. And now, Father, as we receive your word, help us to apply it to our lives, to make it personal, Father. Thank you for signs following, God, that someone may ask, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you, Father, In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And that's it. I'm going to read our scripture again. Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, verses 13 and 14. We're going to read it in the Amplified Bible. In the Amplified Bible. And it reads, all has been heard. The end of the matter is, fear God, revere and worship him, knowing that he is, and keep his commandments. For this is the whole of man, the full original purpose of his creation, the object of God's providence, the root of character, the foundation of all happiness, the adjustment to all inharmonious circumstances and conditions under the sun, and the whole duty of every man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it is good or evil. And that's it. It says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Conclusion is a reasoned judgment, inference, to derive as a conclusion from facts or premises, to point out. That's what it means, to point out, to indicate, to carry or bring into. One of my favorite movies, it's called Gladiator with Russell Crowe. And it starts off in the beginning. They're preparing for this huge battle. And he's gathering them together. And he's encouraging them and building them up, preparing them for this battle. And he says this quote. He says, what we do in life echoes in eternity. Listen to that. What we do in life echoes in eternity. Those are some powerful words. Those are some words to live by. As a matter of fact, a phrase that I live by, let the life that I live speak for me. Actually, God gave me a song from that phrase. Let the life I live speak for me. Think about that. What we do in life echoes in eternity. Conclusion is the last part of something as a result or outcome. A final summation. A final part of an argument, reviewing points made and expressing conclusions. My wife and I, we were watching this court trial. And yesterday, the person that was on trial got her sentence. So the decision and the final result have been made according to all of the testimonies, all of what they call the facts, all of the evidence. But most importantly, because of the decision that she made. It was all concluded . She got her judgment. And the judge expressed her opinion from the facts that were shared. All of the testimonies that was heard. In the Amplified Bible, this scripture, it says, all has been heard. So everything that had been heard, all of the evidence that had been presented, all of the facts that have been shared, she came to the conclusion of this judgment. And her decision was life. Life with the possibility of parole. Plus 13 years. Imagine that. At the end of our lives, a decision would be made. Let's go to Hebrews. Hebrews, the 9th chapter. Hebrews, the 9th chapter, verse 27. At the end of our lives, a decision would be made. Hebrews 9 chapter verse 27. And it reads, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, after this the judgment. Says it's appointed unto men. Men is universal. Male and female. It's appointed unto men once to die. But after this, after death, the judgment. One thing that's inescapable is the appointment with death. That's one thing that's inescapable. It's appointed to every person in this earth to die. No one can escape it. So, in this life, it's like we're on probation. And how we live this life determines our destiny. determines our judgment. Judgment, the final judging of humankind by God. Every one of us will be judged. So two things we can't escape. Death and judgment. Judgment is a divine sentence or decision. It's a divine sentence or decision. Now, we control our destiny. A lot of people like to say God is in control. God is in control. He's in control of our judgment. But he's given us free will. So we control our destiny. Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, the 23rd chapter, 23rd verse. Deuteronomy 23:23. We control our destiny. I'm going to hold that. 23:23. But I want to read Hebrews, the 9th chapter, 27th verse in the Message. Listen to this. Hebrews 9, chapter 27, verse in the Message. It says, everyone has to die once, then face the consequences. That's it. Everyone has to die once, then face the consequences. Can't escape it. Those two things we can't escape. Death and judgment. Now let's look at Deuteronomy 23:23. And it reads, that which is gone out of thy lips, thou shalt keep and perform. Even a free will offering, according as thou hast vowed unto the Lord thy God, which thou hast promised with thy mouth. God has given us free will. So we control our destiny. And we control our destiny with our lips, with our mouth. Let's read it again. It says, that which is gone out of thy lips, thou shalt keep and perform. Even a free will offering, according as thou hast vowed unto the Lord thy God. So everything that we say, we're making a vow. I'm going to say it again. Everything that we say, we're making a vow. Unto the Lord thy God. It says, which thou hast promised with thy mouth. Every word we speak is a promise. So either we're going to keep that promise or break that promise. So what are you saying? Coming out of your mouth. What vow are you making with God? What promise are you speaking? Because it says that whatever goes out of our lips, we shall keep and perform. We shall have what we say. We shall have what we say. A promise from the mouth must be a promise from the heart. Say that again. A promise from the mouth must be a promise from the heart. God counts it as such and will hold one responsible for their words. You know, a lot of people like to say, oops, my bad, or I didn't mean that. Once it's out, it's out. Some people even like to say, I take that back. No, you don't. You can't. Once it's gone, it's gone. Says that which is gone out of thy lips, thou shalt keep. Words are life. Words are actions. Let's say that again. Words are actions. Want me to prove it? Let's go to Genesis, the first chapter. We mentioned it last week. Genesis, the first chapter, verse 3. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. It wasn't light until God spoke it. Everything God spoke came to life. He's given us that same power. Says God counts it as such and will hold one responsible for their words. God is going to hold us responsible for our words. Let's go to Proverbs 18 chapter. Proverbs 18 chapter. Verses 20 and 21. And it reads, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall it be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. The fruit of the words that are being spoken. The result, outcome of what is spoken. There's a phrase where people say, you're gonna eat those words. Mm-hmm. This is where it comes from. You eat those words. The fruit of his mouth is either fresh fruit or rotten. Either fresh fruit or rotten. Let's go to St. Matthew's 12th chapter. St. Matthew's 12th chapter. Starting at verse 33. And it reads, either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. A tree is known by his fruit. If you're an orange, just producing orange. Old generation of vipers, how can he being evil speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Listen to that. What goes into the heart comes out of the mouth. What goes into the heart out of the mouth. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. That's what we just read. Says God is going to hold us responsible for our words. Every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. That's what it says in Ecclesiastes. Says God is going to judge every work, every secret thing, every idle word, whether it's good or evil. For by thy words, listen to this. That's why I said we control our destiny. God has given us free will. Verse 37 says, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. That's it. By thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Let's get stay in St. Matthew's, go to 15th chapter. 15th chapter. Starting at verse 10. Starting at verse 10. And it reads, and he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. Hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. Not that which goes into the mouth, but that which cometh out of the mouth. That's what defiles a man. But the important thing is, what are we allowing in our hearts? What are we allowing in our hearts? Let's look at 17. Says, do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. So the belly represents the heart. What are you eating? What are you swallowing? What are you taking in? For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashing hands defileth not a man. So it doesn't matter if your hands are dirty while you're eating. But how clean is your heart? How clean is your heart? Let's go to Proverbs 4th chapter. Proverbs 4th chapter. Starting at verse 20. And it reads, my son, oh, my daughter, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, them in the midst of thine heart. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So we must guard our heart. David said it like this. Psalm 119 and 11. It says, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. And then in verse 13, it reads, with my lips, I have declared all the judgments of thy mouth. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. So every word that we speak, God is holding us accountable. Every idle word, whether it's good or evil, will be judged. Proverbs 4:24 says, put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. But how do we do that? We do that by guarding our heart. By what we see and what we listen to. Because what's going in through our eyes and through our ears is being rooted in our heart. So we should live a life of gratefulness. We should live a life of appreciation. Grateful is appreciative of benefits received. Every day, we have new mercies. Every day, we have a new opportunity. To give God glory. To bless him. To praise him. To thank him. God wants all of the attention. He's a jealous God. He wants all the attention. Says he would share his glory with no man. He wants all the attention. Let's look at our base scripture. Ecclesiastes, 12th chapter. Verses 13 and 14. I'm going to read it out of the Message translation. Ecclesiastes, 12th chapter, 13 and 14, out of the Message translation. And it reads, the last and final word is this. Fear God Do what he tells you. And that's it. That's what it says. Fear God. Do what he tells you. And that's it. That's what the title. The title came from this. And that's it. Eventually, God will bring everything that we do out into the open and judge it according to his hidden intent. See, that's the key. According to his hidden intent, whether it's good or evil. The last and final word is this. Fear God. Do what he tells you. And that's it. That's the whole duty of man. That's the reason we were created. That's our purpose. Fear God. Do what he tells you. And that's it. Eventually, God will bring everything that we do out into the open and judge it according to its hidden intent. Whether it's good or evil. And that's it. Father, thank you. Thank you for allowing us to represent you. Not just to represent you, but to represent you through what we say, and what we do, how we treat each other. How we treat you, Father. How we show our expressions of gratitude. How we praise you, Father. How we worship you. How we honor you. How we thank you. Help us, Father. To be better. To be better in honoring you. To be better in praising you. To be better in representing you, Father. To give you all of the attention. For we understand that our duty, our reason for being born is to fear you, to do what you tell us to do, and that's it. Because we know and understand that every idle word will be judged. You will bring it out into the open. So, Father, help us to guard our hearts and to allow in only what will produce good intentions. We thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And that's it. Love you. God bless you. Talk to you next week. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard.